Random House Audio Roads presents Platoon Leader by James R. McDonough, read for you by Joel Rooks.
Military men thrive on the telling of war stories. Contrary to the myth that men who have seen combat tend to keep it to themselves, I have found that we often talk too much about it. I make no claim to having experienced unique adventures in Vietnam. There were no typical experiences. If anything was typical about the Vietnam experience, it was that it was different for everyone involved. Since my story is neither an adventure yarn nor a definitive description of the war in Vietnam, one might ask, what is its purpose? In response, I can only suggest that this is one story about an American platoon leader in combat. Landing Zone English, August 1st, 1971. Slowly, the Jeep pulls away, and I watch my driver, Phil Nail, trying hard to demonstrate his mastery over the alien vehicle. He has been driving only a few days, and his eyes dart nervously. His new job is a result of my final act of concern for the men of my former rifle platoon. Although Nail is uncomfortable, I'm glad I had him transferred. As a rifleman, he was wounded 3 times. He's been lucky so far, but I know the odds are against his pulling through a 4th wounding. The longer he allows himself to stay in the relative safety of LZ English, the base camp for the 173rd Airborne Brigade, the more likely that he will survive to the end of his stay in Vietnam. Having him transferred is the one small gesture I can make before going home, an act I hope will lessen, if only minutely, my feelings of guilt for going home on my feet. In the hot sun, I stand beside the short airstrip of LZ English, waiting for the helicopter to take me to Cameron Bay, where the DC-10 waits to take me home. It is a quiet morning. From my vantage point on the small leveled hill that houses the airstrip, I can see across the barbed wire fence to the rice paddies and the village of Bang San beyond. Amid the tall green rice, Vietnamese peasants are toiling away, here and there a domesticated water buffalo performing the timeless chores of Southeast Asian farming. Smoke wafts up from countless small homes and huts in the crowded village. The smells of Asia drift across the runway, intensified by the warmth of the sun and the stillness of the day. How quiet and serene it seems. Only the sandbagged wooden hut at the edge of the airstrip reminds me that a war is in progress. Somehow, I must rivet the picture of Bang San and the countryside into my mind, and I feel I can only do it at this moment. Soon I will be gone, never to see it again. Before, I was too involved, too close to it, to remember it objectively. But now, it is important for me to concentrate on these last few minutes on the ground in Binh Dinh province. Perhaps I am assuring myself that I have made it to the end. Perhaps I must convince myself that this is my last day with the 173rd Airborne, and I am intact. That seemed a remote possibility when I began leading my platoon back in the early stages of my tour in Vietnam. How long ago was that? Only a year? It seems I was much younger then. So much younger. And the men. Only a few are still around. Perhaps that was why Phil Nail was so smug when he shook my hand and said goodbye. So many of the others are gone. Even their replacements are gone. Gone to early graves, hospital wards, shocked and horrified families, and years of questioning what happened, why it happened, and why it happened to them.